If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Hey, you guys, this is your girl Jenna Cherie, and I just want to jump on here really quickly. And we're going to do about a 10-minute session, and then we're going to jump off. So I just got to get this stuff out of my head. There's a lot going on in here. So quick update, you guys. I know the last time we talked about narcissists and their behavior. So we're still going to jump into that on Tuesday. But, like, tonight, I just want to, like, does accountability mean anything to people? Like, it is so crazy. So, okay, and I'll give you guys a quick little rundown, okay? So, I am at work. I'm behind my chair doing a haircut, yada, yada, yada. So, this person is, like, apparently they're having a really bad day. Okay, get it? We all have bad days, right? So, this person proceeds to tell me about the bad day. And the haircut takes about maybe 20 minutes. So, in this 20-minute rant, he is telling me everything that is going wrong, blah, 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 blah. So, you know how you guys think about something and you think you're saying it in your head, but it doesn't stay in your head. You kind of say it out loud. I had one of those moments, you guys. Like, in my head, I said this and then realized that it wasn't just in my head. So, as he was telling me about all the bad things that are happening and how life just sucks and this and this and this and this and that, I said, mind you, out loud, is there any accountability for what you contributed to having all this bad stuff happen? So he looked at me like, no, this bitch didn't. So I had to really, like, oops, I said that out loud real quick, right? So after he's done looking at me like he really wanted to jump off the chair, I was just like, look, there's a lot of times, you know, things happen. We can't always control about the circumstances and things happening. You know, I get that. But let's be real and let's be honest. A lot of things that we go through in life is because of the things that we do. Our choices always have consequences, no matter whether it's good or bad. It's always a consequence to our actions. So I'm just like, in the time that you're going through, and you may feel that you're the only person going through it at that time, we have to reflect and we have to think about the things that we have done to cause certain situations. Like, we call storms all the time and then we get mad when it's raining. Like, when do we take accountability for the things that we've done? Like, let's be honest. Let's be real about this real quick. Like, if you're over a certain age, it's your responsibility to take accountability for the things that you do. It's like, you can't blame everybody and everything around you. And then, like, a year later, you're wondering why you're still stuck in the same thing. You're still going through the same stuff. You haven't learned your lesson. And I feel like the universe, if you believe in the universe, if you believe in God, whatever you believe in, it's always going to take you back until you learn that lesson. Like, we keep, like, this keeps happening, this keeps happening, this keeps happening. But have you sat back and reflected on why? And just like with dating, you guys, like, I say this all the time, because I always get people tell me, like, I always meet the same, I keep dating the same people. So now you got to sit back and you got to take that moment. And then you got to understand why you're attracting that same person. You are attracting different people with the same behaviors, looking for a different outcome. Like, you got to take that time and you got to reflect. What is it about you that you keep attracting things? You keep attracting mess. I'm always caught up in some mess. I'm always caught up in some drama. I'm always arguing. You got to take that time and reflect and understand why you keep allowing this to happen. What is it about yourself that you have not changed that this keeps happening to you? So I think that for the rest of the week and going into 2022, I think, you know, a lot more people need to be accountable about the things that they say and they do about their actions, and understand the reason why you're going through some of the mess that you're going through is because you chose it. You chose it. So you can't be mad at Susie. You can't be mad at Mike. You can't be mad at Krisha. You can't be mad at anybody for you to be going through some of the mess that you're going through. Because you caused it. You got to look in the mirror. And remember, when you're pointing fingers at somebody, you got three fingers pointing right back at you. So when do we take accountability? When do we... And somebody told me that I have no empathy or sympathy. No, I very well do. Now, like I said, if there's a circumstance you can't control, then I get it. Like, if you were to get into a car accident and somebody hit you and towed out your car, that's something that was out of your control. So, yes, I have sympathy and empathy for certain things. But if you're telling me the same story over and over again, then no, I don't have sympathy for you going through the things that you're going through, because you have done nothing to change the circumstances so you won't be going through it anymore. You have done nothing. So why should I feel sorry for you as an adult because you decide to keep going through the same mess over and over again, or you keep dealing with the same man, or you keep dealing with the same woman or the same friends over and over again instead of changing your situation? And I say this all the time. If you don't like something, change it. You're responsible for the things that that's going on in your life. If you do not like it, change it. If you don't like your job, change it. And I know you're probably thinking, like, it's easier said than done. If I could go find a better job, I would go and do that. Okay, we understand that. We get it. So what do you do in the meantime? Because we all got bills. We all got responsibilities. We got things we had to take care of. I get it. So, but in the meantime, if you're at a job and you hate your job and you know there's more in life for you and you want to change, then you need to be that little bird that takes a little twig and goes to another tree and builds a nest. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you to do that. They would take a small twig every single day and go build a nest somewhere else. And then when that nest is finally finished being built, they go. And that's what I'm telling you. If you don't like your situation, change it. Do plant a seed and do little by little. And then when it's time for you to make your exit, you run through that bitch. You knock the door down and you go get what you feel like you deserve out of this world. You're only stuck in your circumstances because you're allowing yourself to be stuck. And there's a lot of times that we wobble in our pity, and now we want everybody around us to feel sorry for us. So this is what I tell them. This is what I use the same method for myself. If I'm going through something and it's very overwhelming and I just need that moment, I take 24 hours. And in that 24 hours, if I need to write it out, cry it out, yell it out, punch it out, whatever I need to do, I do it within those 24 hours. But then the very next day, I get a different day. I get a new 24 hours. I get up and I make something else happen. I change my circumstance. I change whatever I'm going through. And if I don't like it, I change it. So give yourself 24 hours. Because sometimes we do need to take that moment. We need to cry. And sometimes we need to just let it out. And I get that. I understand that. But then you get yourself back up the next 24 hours and you make the shit happen. But first, you need to reflect on why it happened and what can I do for it not to happen again. And take accountability. That's it. It's simple, guys. It's very simple. Just take accountability. And if you haven't learned that process, because it's a hard process to learn. I had to learn how to take accountability for the things that in my life as well. And it's not that easy to look in yourself in the mirror and face our flaws and face our demons, if that's what you want to call it, so that we can make a change, so that we can be the best version that we're supposed to be. It's all about accountability, and it's all about making a change if you really want it. Like, don't make New Year's resolutions this year if you're not going to stick to it. And you know, half of us do that for many, many years. New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this diet plan. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Whatever your New Year's resolution is, if you make something, change it and stick to it. And trust and believe. You don't need to wait until the New Year's to make a change. You can start right now. Right now. You can reflect on everything that you're going through, that you went through, and you can change it right now. You don't have to wait to a new year to change it. But this is from my thoughts to yours. And I hope, you know, you understand the message that I'm trying to portray. And I hope that, you know, do you have the courage to take responsibility for your actions, my actions, and you hold yourself accountable for things that are going on, and then you have the courage to change the things and change your life, change your circumstance, so that you could be the best version of yourself, the best mom, the best dad, the best wife, the best girlfriend, the best friend, the best mother. Because it is possible. And I encourage you to make that change. This is your girl, Gina Cherie. And thank you guys for giving me your time. And if you guys want to add anything to this, if you guys want to share your thoughts, you guys know how to reach me. You can email me at hostginacherie@gmail.com. You guys can connect with me on my live show, blogtalkradio.com/GinaCherie. You guys can go to my Instagram page, GSL_radio. I would love to hear you guys' feedback. I always encourage you guys to let me know your thoughts and be a part of the conversation. It's not just about my thoughts and what I feel. I can learn something from you guys as well. So I'm encouraging anybody that's under the sound of my voice to be part of the conversation. And it starts with the conversation. And let me know how you overcame something, or what circumstances did you have to change, or was it hard for you to reflect and take accountability for things to make the change? I want to know. And maybe you can help me as well. So this is all a learning process, a growing process. I want to grow with you and you grow with me, so that we all can be the best versions of ourselves. Until then, this is your girl, Gina Cherie.